Did that give you any perspective on maybe the way we will see the game divvied up rep-wise coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Scott thought the veterans don't play at quarterback. I can see that. I threw out, you know, Flacco or Pickett play a little bit. I could see that too. So I'm just really anxious to get a good look at the young guys. I include Pickett in that, by the way.
At what point, though, if Pickett's not like up to 100% speed during practice, do you kind of just think, oh, this might be trending towards injury list to start the season?
Oh, I don't think so. He's already back. So since he's already
but
out
there. It sounded
there,
like he wasn't back to 100%.
No, but he's out there in individual drills. Andy, if it was a really bad hamstring, he wouldn't even be out there.
Do you want to say? I kind of don't have a problem with either Flacco or Pickett going out there for one drive and getting off the field. I don't know where
maybe it was Romeo.
Maybe it was even Pat Shurmur. I don't know. One of these coaches kind of instilled that into the back of my head. Let's get some of these guys.
Tom Brady
going.
Always played in the preseason. You know, everybody's different.
What about the other starters, Jeff?
Andy, it's no longer Camp Cupcake. They're hitting.
I hope that's
they're
true.
Going. I go play football. I don't mind seeing the offense stunk last year. I'd love to see some offensive starters out there. By the way, offensive starter coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, I just said Jerry Jeudy. Hopefully coming up here, maybe in the next 5 minutes. And then we're also I want to hear from the coordinators today too. I mean, I don't know that we'll play the entire press conference, but we want to hear what they have to say. Tommy Rees. I don't know what to expect. I don't know how will that change. Are things going to change with the offense with Tommy Rees as the offensive coordinator? I truthfully don't know. It should be on Kevin the way the offense sings. So
you know why you haven't? You don't know.
Why don't I know?
Because you haven't seen it.
Well, that
they
was the same thing that
game.
I had said about
they
Shador
haven't played
too.
A game
yeah.
yet, and you're not really going to see it until week one.
It's going to be interesting. I feel like we've been running and running and running and running and running. And then finally now we'll have the opportunity to watch these guys play on Friday. But I also think some of the stinger gets pulled out when you have a joint practice the day before. I always feel like
not
a lot
for the
of
rookies.
Yeah, but for the veterans, it's not. I'd like to go out there and see the. I'm going out there. I'd like to see the offense get on the field as a whole, as the first team offense, and just get them reps. I understand why you wouldn't do it, but I'd rather see him go out there and get one drive and get out. And I'm probably going to harp on that all week, I guess. But if they get those drives in the joint workout, they don't truly need it. They're in a weird position, right? It's kind of weird. This whole camp has been weird.
This whole team is weird, Andy.
The fans were barely able to go out to camp this year because of the way the schedule played out. Like there were so few dates for fans to go out there that like they're done. You can't even go out and watch them anymore if you're a fan.
Tune in on Friday. Right here on 92.3 The Fan, you'll hear the game with Andrew Siciliano and Nathan Zagura.
We brought this up, too. Do you think that they should go out and try to get another running back?
Oh, try to go get another one? I don't know.
Do they need another running back?
I don't know.
Prior to injury, do they need another running back?
It wouldn't hurt to have somebody in here and get them up to speed. And they've done that. They did go out and get another running back.
Yeah, but I'm talking like Zach Moss got, you know, he got cut.
And, by Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You want Cincinnati's scraps?
Is that what he is?
I think Zach's actually a pretty good running back. But he got hurt last year and was out. And they went out and drafted or assigned Samaje Perine, mm-hmm. who was with the Bengals before and kind of had a rebirth in his career, which is really good for him. He's good. He was with the Chiefs. And they have Chase Brown, who did a really nice job last year, and he's their main guy. There's P. Ryan, and they drafted a guy. So they kind of had three guys stacked above Zach Moss. And so I understand that. I wouldn't mind seeing Zach here. I think he's a good football player. That said,
at whose expense?
Well, I don't know. That's the point. You have your two guys who you're going to give most of your reps to, Jerome Ford. I don't mean on Friday. I mean right now looking at it, Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson. Do we ever see Quinshon Judkins this year?
Well, I think that's
to be determined.
Is that why you would go out and get him? That's
well,
my point.
I don't know. Do you like Marshall, the third guy that they have? Big body running back, you know, enough for you? You have Pierre Strong, too, Andy. I mean, you have three guys. And then Marshall, and then the other back. So you have five guys here right now.
So you're pretty much going to walk into the season with, I think you can feel confident.
Ford, Sampson, and Strong right now. Unless somebody else really steps up, or unless somebody gets cut by another team and they think, okay, that's an upgrade. And they upgrade.
And you're so
I do like Zach Moss, though.
You're a proponent, too, also of trying to bring another wide receiver.
Without question about that one. And I say that for this reason and this reason only. Jerry Jeudy, lock, no brainer.
One.
Cedric Tillman, is he okay with after the concussions? We hope so, the concussion. And can he replicate what he did with Jameis Winston? Those are question marks. Deontay Johnson.
He's a lock, though, too.
Well, he's a lock, but there's questions in the level of play.
I mean, we probably should be counting to, what, six or seven?
But there are questions in level of play.
Okay.
You know, I really like Cedric. But he did that with Jameis Winston. Can he do that with somebody else at quarterback? I hope so. And it was a short sample size, real small. And then Deontay Johnson.
Lock, three.
Well, he's a lock for a roster spot, sure. I would think.
I would think so, too.
But what happened last year? He was okay in Carolina. He's going to go back against the team that, you know, shipped him off last year. So that won't be fun. But he was okay there, but he wasn't like he was in Pittsburgh. And he's been through Pittsburgh, Carolina, Houston, Baltimore. Hey, Deontay, you need a wake-up call that your career is sitting over here? You're pretty soon on your agent's calling the UFL. If you're available in the spring, he has to get it done. But, Andy, that's a question mark. Can Jamari Thrash step up and be good? He's your fourth guy right now. That's another question mark. They have one wide receiver who doesn't have question marks. That's it.
And hopefully
it's Jerry Jeudy, and hopefully he'll be joining us shortly.
Hopefully we'll talk to him in a second. The more you look at what's left there at wide receiver when you try to kind of go through the depth chart. So, like I said, can you count to seven for what you have now? Six.
You don't need seven.
Six?
You might even go with five.
Well, if you went with five, you still have DeAndre Carter who can play wide receiver if you need him to, right?
Right? He's a return guy.
So that's six right there. So then you go probably Jamari Thrash. I'm sure they're not walking away from him.
That's four.
And then
find somebody.
You know, Caden Davis. I saw him. He had a nice catch when we were at camp the other day. I'd love to see Luke Florio make the team. I think he'll be a practice squad player. That was kind of the feeling that we got, which would be great, man. If he could be a practice squad player and then maybe have the opportunity to bump up during the regular season, that'd be cool. We talked about Gage Larvidane. And we've talked about him. They've also got Cade McDonald in. They've got Chase Cota in. Keshawn Johnson is also in, too. And David Bell, but David Bell's hurt, so I kind of would like to see them bring in another guy. I'd be okay with it. Bring in one more wide receiver. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, we've been talking about that forever. That's why. We've been talking about that all off season, and they've yet to do it.
But can they survive? The philosophy they use at wide receiver, I wonder how much that is based on the strength they feel like they have at tight end. The problem with feeling like you have strength at tight end, though, is you're one injury away from not having any depth or banking on having tight ends that can be your first, second, or third leading receiver.
I say it has nothing to do with it for this reason, Andy. They could have brought somebody in before the draft. You didn't know you were going to get Harold Fannin in the draft. You can target him. Doesn't mean you're going to get him. So I would like to see them bring in another veteran wide receiver.